We are thankful to the Lord for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast. And we are thankful that you are a part of our congregation today. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. And this is Alvin Craig inviting you to stay with us. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the gospel and for the power of the gospel. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each heart. We're also praying thy blessings upon each one in our congregation. We know that you love them and you care for them, and we pray that you'll minister to them, even through this broadcast. Encourage hearts and bless souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
When lost in sin and darkness straying, a penitent to Christ I came. Thank you.
Thank the Lord for His love. Indeed, it is wonderful. The Apostle John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." At this place in our broadcast, I'd like to take time to invite you to visit our webpage. Our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and we have an archive of a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any or would like to hear one that you have heard before. Also, our services are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And we do appreciate our Internet congregation. We hear from a number of them how they appreciate the services, and we invite you, if you possibly can, to be with us. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. The Lord for the freedom that Jesus Christ brings to the heart when He enters it. And everyone can have this experience. Our subject for today's broadcast, A Woman Called Mary. And our text of Scripture, Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. During the course of Jesus' earthly ministry, he was followed by vast crowds, and at other times followed by just a faithful few. In the course of his ministry, some of the disciples were guilty of turning aside and following him no more, saying, "This is a hard saying, who can hear it?" Some of the most faithful were women. They offered him financial support and absolute devotion. One of these women was Mary of Magdala. That's why she was called Mary Magdalene. She was from the town of Magdala. Magdala was a fishing village on the coast of the Sea of Galilee. And this Mary is the subject of our lesson today. We are told that one time she was possessed with seven devils, and we are not told what kind of demons possessed her. Mark, in the 5th chapter of Mark, tells us of a man who was possessed with an insane demon, or many demons for that matter, but one of them was an insane demon. And what do I mean by that? I mean that devil took away this man's ability to use his mind in a normal way. He did not have a mental breakdown. He was just possessed with an evil spirit that took away his ability to use his mind in a proper way. And he left his home and went out into the tombs, lived among the dead. At all hours of the night, you could hear him weeping, and he cut himself with stones, and he really acted like a crazy man, although he was not. He was tormented by demons. And Matthew tells us of a father who brought his son to Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water." That's Matthew chapter 17 and verse 15. So the demons that possessed this son tried to destroy him by casting him into the fire and by casting him into water and so forth. And of course the father had to be very careful trying to protect his son, and he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus, through the power that he had, delivered this son and made him whole. So Mary, the subject of our message today, Mary Magdalene was in a desperate state. She lived in a world of spiritual darkness. She was hopeless as far as receiving help from the medical profession. With the demons controlling her life, she had no hope of salvation. She was powerless to change her life. She was trapped and totally helpless in her enslaved and lost condition. Some, in such a state as this, have taken their own lives. Mary was delivered from these demons by and through the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, we are not told any detail. The scriptures do not give us the details of how Jesus met her or how he came to deliver her. But we know that she was delivered. Not only does our text tell us this, but various other scriptures show that she was delivered. She was indeed a changed person. The fact that Jesus would reach into this woman's darkness and bring her into his marvelous light can be attributed to nothing but his amazing grace. Yes, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. So Mary Magdalene was delivered from these seven demons, and her life was changed. When Jesus comes into a life, He makes an instant and profound change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. Think of the confusion that must have filled Mary Magdalene's heart and her mind, possessed with 7 demons, each controlling her in one way or another. Yet when Jesus touched her and saved her, the turmoil in her soul was forever quieted. Thank God. Oh, the peace that flooded her soul, peace like a river. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And when we are justified, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. A Pharisee invited Jesus for a meal there at Bethpage, and while there, a sinner woman came with an alabaster box of ointment and anointed Jesus. Others found fault and concluded Jesus was not a prophet because he allowed her to do that. Now, Jesus gave Simon a lesson. A certain creditor had 2 debtors. One owed a little amount, and another owed much. The creditor forgave both. Yes, the creditor forgave both, the one that owed little and the one that owed much. And Jesus asked his host, "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love the most?" And, of course, his answer was, he supposed, the one that was forgiven the most. Now, this woman who anointed Jesus with this precious ointment was Mary. Now, whether it was the same Mary Magdalene or not, the Bible doesn't specifically say. But her name was Mary. And Jesus said in regard to her that she gave much and was expressing much because of what had been done for her. Notice how her devotion to the Lord Jesus is recorded in the Gospels, in her finances, in Luke 8:3, when the Lord has your heart, he has your pocketbook as well. Yes, he has you if you really change and your heart has been set free and you are a child of God, the Lord has you completely. We are to dedicate ourselves a living sacrifice to God. So Mary was simply expressing her devotion, her love, her appreciation to the Lord for what he had done for her. The implication here is that this woman was indeed a vile and a wicked woman, and they didn't think that Jesus would even allow her to touch him if he was really a prophet and knew her state. But Jesus did not come to call the righteous to repentance. He came to call the sinner. If there had been no unsaved people in the world, Jesus could have remained in heaven. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And Mary Magdalene was one of those that was lost. And again I say, she was in a terrible, doubtless tormented state. But God, through Christ, delivered her, set her free. And if this be the same Mary, she is expressing her love and her devotion by anointing Jesus. This alabaster box of ointment was very precious. It was a rather expensive thing. And she had it for how long, I don't know. How much she treasured it, I don't know. But Jesus Christ meant more to her than this alabaster box. And she bestowed her devotion upon him and expressed her love in this way. Now, Mary was a devoted woman in various ways, and not only in her finances, but in many other ways as well. Her devotion is seen in her following him. How many times does the Scripture speak of her being with Jesus in his ministry. She followed him to Jerusalem when he went, knowing that he would be crucified. She followed him to Calvary. Yes, she followed him to Calvary. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene, John 19 and 25. She was still there when Joseph and Nicodemus took the body down off of the cross to bury it. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. So we read in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 61. When the women on the first day of the week, when the women and the disciples found the tomb empty, they went away. Peter and John came and they saw the empty tomb. They went away. The ladies went first, saw the tomb empty, the stone was rolled away, and they went away. And I suppose Mary went away too at first, but then Mary returned by herself alone. And she was sitting there weeping, and she saw a man that she thought was the gardener. And she said to this man, "If you have taken the body of my Lord away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And as she stood there, doubtless her eyes filled with tears and she wasn't seeing clearly, this man that she thought was the gardener spoke to her and called her by name, Mary. And then she recognized that it was the risen Lord. And he told her to go tell Peter and the rest of them that she had seen this risen Lord and that he was alive and that he would meet them in Galilee. According to the parable that Jesus gave to Simon the Pharisee, Mary loved much because she was forgiven much. And can we not say the same thing? No, I know, I realize there are those in our congregation today who have gone deeper into sin than others have. But if you are a Christian today, you will acknowledge that at one time you were a sinner, that you were lost and undone, that you were helpless, and that you could not save yourself. But Jesus Christ came by, and he delivered you, he saved you, he set you free. But whether you were forgiven of little or whether you were forgiven of much, Jesus Christ deserves our love, our devotion, our affection, our time, our all. Yes, he deserves our very all. As the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." We have in our hymn book a song entitled Consecration, and Mildred Howard wrote that song, and she said, "Since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? I'm consecrated, Lord, to thee. I shall be wholly thine." Yes, since Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven, came into this sin-cursed, sin-sick, sin-benighted world, and suffered and bled and died on the cross of Calvary, rose again the third day for us, he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. No, he did it for us. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. If there be an unsaved one in our congregation today, could I appeal to you to surrender your heart and your life to this precious Savior, the one that delivered Mary Magdalene from the demons, the one that delivered the man of Gadara from a legion of demons, the one that delivered the son from the demons that tormented him and tried to destroy him. That same Jesus gave his life for you. and he's ready and willing to forgive you and to save you if you will but come to him with a broken and a contrite heart, repenting of and forsaking your sins. Will you do so? Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week. Our prayer is that the Lord will make each one a blessing. And if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know. Our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts if you've missed any or would like to hear one over. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you may join us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today. We invite you to be with us, the Lord willing, when we come your way over this station again next week.
Since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? I'm consecrated, Lord, to thee. I shall be wholly thine. My yet He